The congressionally appointed Commission on Care has issued its final report on how to overhaul the Veterans Benefits Administration. It calls for greater use of local private sector networks to augment the work of VA hospitals and clinics. The recommendations have drawn the fire of the American Federation of Government Employees. AFGE National President J. David Cox joins me with why he objects. J. David, good to have you on.
Thank you, Tom. Glad to be on again.
And you don't just simply say you have disagreements with this report. You have really jumped on it with both feet. Tell us what's going on here.
Well, first off, this report, much of it was done in a secret setting with very little input from veteran organizations, veterans themselves, the workers in the VA. Most of their meetings were somewhat in a secretive modality. So that gives us great concern because we believe open sunshine meetings are very, very important for everyone to contribute to the process. And when they're talking about things as putting a board to be in control of the VA and the VA secretary having one vote on that board, we believe, number one, the Congress of the United States are elected by the people to be the appropriators of the VA. The President of the United States, elected by the people, is the one the Constitution gives the power to appoint the Secretary of the VA. So therefore, we believe that's taking away the power of our elected officials to vest it in some corporate board to run the best health care institution in this country. And one comment I would have to say good that the commission did clearly state, and this commission was stacked very heavily with private sector health care executives, not a one of them could avoid the fact that all the data showed that the VA is far from broken. In fact, every one of them said that the quality of care in the VA was the best health care quality at the lowest possible cost in the best health care system in this country. That's good.
Now, had they included all of the groups that you mentioned, including AFGE, and still come up with these recommendations, you're unhappy with the specifics of what they recommend. And the main one is the, well, we'll get back to that board idea in a moment, but I wanted to ask you about the idea of bringing in much more of the private sector into VA-approved networks, but not directly VA itself.
We take a strong exception to that, as well as every veteran service organization takes strong exception to that. The care of veterans is a very, very unique care. The VA healthcare system is number one in mental health, number one in rehabilitation, number one in geriatrics, number one in research. The list continues to go on. It's the only integrated healthcare system in this country. And so I had there been veteran service organizations, VA employees, and other folks involved with this, I believe the commission report would look a lot different than it looks currently in this form.
Now, regarding that board, they did stop short of saying that the VHA or VA even should be privatized, which has come up in Congress a couple of times and hasn't gone very far, but that idea has been proffered. This seems to take it to the brink of that. That is the idea of an external board looking over VHA, but not quite crossing the line of privatizing.
Well, I think if you look into the report, it talks about not, I won't use the word privatizing. The report calls for the closing, shutting down, shutting the doors, barricading the windows, no longer having many VA medical centers in this country. So it goes beyond privatization. It says shut them down, close them up, use the BRAC process, which was used in DOD. And that's clearly outlined in the report, and we're opposed to that. Veterans are opposed to that. Most members of Congress are opposed to that. I haven't met one member of Congress, either Republican or Democrat, that is publicly saying, close my VA medical center.
We're speaking with J. David Cox, National President of the American Federation of Government Employees. With the population of veterans going down long-term, though, is there any case to be made for rationalizing facilities?
Well, I mean, we talk about in our current situation, the number of veterans is decreasing. However, what people seem to forget Every veteran today, we are making a 50 to 70 year commitment to them for their health care. And we have large, large numbers of veterans from the Iraq-Afghanistan wars. And let's be honest, we've heard it on the news this week. We're increasing the number of our troops in those areas again. I am 65 years old, and this country has continued to have conflicts, not always necessary wars, but conflicts and instances that we have had to have our military intervene and our military to suffer wounds and to suffer harms. And the VA needs to be prepared, ready to take care of those folks and service them for the rest of their life, because they've paid their health insurance premiums in full when they serve this country and are honorably discharged.
Do you think there's any way that routine types of health care can be done outside of a VA hospital, and those things that are service-related, which the VA, as you say, acknowledged, even the commission acknowledged, is peerless when it comes to treating. Is there any middle ground here, do you think?
Well, when we talk about that, the nice part of the VA system, it's an integrated health care system. I have a primary care physician, and she gets very frustrated at times because when I go to another physician to get a particular procedure done because I'm at a certain age, then she spends 6 months trying to get a report back and to manage my health care needs. That's very, very frustrating. And obviously, with the VA health care system, we hear from the VA physicians and providers all the time. They send veterans out into the private community for some routine procedures, then they're months on end getting those report backs and being able to move forward with treating that veteran properly. And that if those procedures were just done in the VA was first with the electronic medical record, first with the barcode medication administration, first in patient safety, all of those things, that, number one, they would be able to care for the veteran and to provide the best quality care and the best continuity of care. Yeah, I'd remind you that the first liver transplant and the pacemaker, the nicotine patch, using aspirin to reduce heart attacks, and all those things were developed and pioneered in the VA. So, I mean, that's just how great the VA is, and we're talking about closing that great of a health care institution down that every American citizen enjoys the benefits of because it exists.
Now, the VA does have a couple of challenges that are not related to the care issue, and that is the access and the systems that they have to the IT systems to affect all of that. And also, some of the hospitals themselves are old and probably in need of replacement just so that they can continue to be up to date. What do you think is the best approach for VA to get around some of those capital and asset issues that it has?
Well, the step number one is for the Congress of the United States to do their job and to properly fund and appropriate the money for building new VA medical centers, building additional VA clinics, hiring additional staff, fixing the problems. I mean, every private corporation, and I hear frequently, we want government to be like the private corporations. Private corporations are spending hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars yearly, updating their IT processes in their organizations. Private healthcare organizations do it regularly and consistently. The Congress of the United States continues to not appropriate the money for the VA to do those things. The little bit different about the government, the VA, the number of veterans keep coming, the number of the amount of work continues to increase, but Congress continues to hold the purse strings very tight. In the private sector, the more people you treat, the more revenue that you have into your system, so therefore, the more you can expand your system. Here we have to wait for the Congress of the United States to appropriate the money.
So bottom line, what's your advice to Congress that is now mulling this report from the commission?
My advice to Congress is to, number one, appropriate the money to properly fund the VA, to build the infrastructure, be it buildings, be it the IT infrastructure, continue to expand VA health care with its own doctors and nurses, continue to do the research that we all benefit from, continue to be the backup health care system that it's designed for in this country, continue to care for our veterans, continue to educate physicians, nurses, and other health care providers. I think we all forget the VA's primary mission is the care of veterans, but at the same token, the VA has many other missions that's benefiting this entire country and every person that's a consumer of health care in the United States of America.
J. David Cox is National President of the American Federation of Government Employees. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Tom. It's always great to be on with you.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.